Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington, caring for you when you need the care the most. We have Mike Haley and Darren Steiner back with us from the town of Montgomery. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Now you're getting close to the big day. It's the meeting is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Montgomery Community Building.
Now, you guys have been doing good getting the word out. I know you were at the Raritan meeting this past week. And bottom line is you're seeking feedback for what you would like to see happen if you're a resident of Montgomery for improvements, right?
That's correct. And as you go around town, out eating supper or whatever, I've had people stop me on the street even. You know, I can't be here, but I want to tell you this. You know?
Sure. Well, you guys, and Darren, the whole concept behind this is you're being proactive in the fact that you have to do events like this in case you want to get a grant in the future.
Well, that's true. I mean, anytime you go to the state of Indiana, there's various grant opportunities, but one of the first questions they ask is, when did you last update your comprehensive plan? And it's a great tool for us as town council members to find out exactly what our community wants, you know, and rather than hear it at the, you know, at the coffee shop or the watering hole or whatever, here's an opportunity to come out and you know, tell us exactly what you want. You know, we don't need to hear things secondhand. We'd just as soon hear it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
And everybody will get a turn to, what's the format going to be for the meeting tomorrow night?
Well, opening remarks. I think everybody will have a chance to also give their comment. And I'm not exactly, I don't have it in front of me here, but I believe, you know, small group type thing where, you know, we'll discuss areas. Barnard and Lockmuller is our consultants to help us with this comprehensive plan. They'll be leading the meeting, and they've got a format that they follow for time.
And in the past, one of the things that happened, for instance, was a trash pickup there in Montgomery, right?
Yes, that was one of the items, along with zoning. There was interest in that, and believe it or not, the annexation was an issue that was brought up several times in our first go around.
Yeah, I would imagine that we probably ticked off seven or eight things from the last comprehensive plan on the to-do list and got those accomplished. And again, that's what we're looking for. I mean, Mike and I have our ideas, and you know, we are certainly very fallible and don't even pretend to know what everybody would like to have as far as amenities or services within the community. So this is the opportunity for people to come out and express their interests and desires and, you know, help guide the future of the town. I think we've got a wonderful little town up there. There's a lot of stuff going on, and you know, it's we think it's on the right path, but it can certainly be tweaked.
What's some of the feedback you're hearing so far? Some of the ideas.
Well, I was at supper the other night, and Coach Brian Hughes said, you know, we'd like to see some real nice streetlights out in our subdivision and around town. And he said, you know, we're willing to participate in it. I said, oh, well, that's good to know, and I'll certainly carry those to the meeting tomorrow night, you know. And walking trails was brought up, you know, biking trails, you know, just a lot of, you see a lot of people walking and biking around town anymore.
Yeah, that's good. Both good ideas. What's the population of Montgomery now? You guys have any idea?
Well, it's more than 800 and less than 900. But it's doubled in size in the last year or so.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yes, it has. We have about 250 vacant acres in the town right now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's available for development.
Yes.
Well, I've always called Montgomery my home away from home. Love going up there to visit and be a part of the Turkey Trot Festival. And it is just a great little community. So anybody living in Montgomery, and the sound of our voice this morning, be sure to head to the Montgomery Community Building tomorrow night. It's underway at 7 o'clock, right? 7?
Yeah, 6.
6.
6. I'm sorry. 6 o'clock tomorrow night. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Community Building in Montgomery. It's the comprehensive plan for the city. Bring out your suggestions. No suggestion will be laughed at or shunned away or anything like that. Every suggestion is worth mentioning, right?
That's right. And you don't have to be a citizen in the town of Montgomery. Anybody that has an interest in the town, you know, we welcome any and all people tomorrow night.
All right.
We see a lot of growth in and around Montgomery, and we think that's for a few different reasons. Number one, the schools in the Bar Reeve District are some of the best around, and, you know, we like to think that we're a nice little community with good amenities. somebody described us as the Carmel of Daviess County.
So there you go.
I don't know that that's – I think that might be a little bit of a stretch.
We don't have a roundabout.
All right, guys. Well, Mike Haley and Darren Steiner are guests again with the Town Board of Montgomery. The comprehensive plan meeting is tomorrow night. Starts at 6 o'clock at the Montgomery Community Building in the Montgomery Roten Park. Come out and send your suggestions forward, and let's put a plan in place and get some new improvements for the community. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.